You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
Welcome to Be Inspired with me, Erica Latrice. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration. Coming up on today's show, my special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe is going to help you catapult your voice if you are ready to communicate courageously. That is her message, and I promise it is something that you will want to stick around for. And before we hop into that, I have three power tips for you guys today. Three power tips to help you to start living boldly. And the first tip that I want to share with you guys today is to have extreme focus. It is so tempting to get distracted. There are so many things pulling for our attention, whether it's distractions from people that may be talking about you, or people that aren't supporting you the way that you expected, or maybe even people that it feels like they're copying off of the things that you're doing. Distractions can come in so many different ways, but I'm encouraging you, especially when you start to see a lot, like when you see an abundance of distractions coming, it is a sign and it is confirmation to you that you are on the right track. So keep going. Don't take a moment to look to your left. Don't take a moment to look to your right, as you see in Joshua. This is your time to stay focused and move forward. And so that is the first thing that I want to share with you when it comes to living boldly. The second thing that I want to share with you is to write it out. Write it out. A lot of times, and I know I've done this myself, we have this idea that, you know, well, if I have it in my head, it's no big deal. I can figure it out or I'll remember it. But your whole entire day, and I'm challenging you to do this today, if you want to live boldly, write out those thoughts, write out those goals and those things that you know you want to take action on. And when you start to do this every single day, I promise not only will you see an increase in your productivity, you're also going to start seeing these things that you've been thinking about and talking about. You're going to see them show up in your life in a bold way. And the third thing that I want to share with you is to take immediate action. I say this all the time, but it's not enough. And I think Wallace T. Waddles puts it as castle building, but it's not enough to just sit there and dream and think about all the amazing things that you want to do. This is usually my last tip every time that I share tips, because it is so important that you take action, and not just action, but immediate action on those things that you know you've been called to do. So those are my top three tips for you guys today to start living boldly. When we get back, my special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe today is Lisa England. She is a communication coach, and I promise you guys, she helps women, especially women of influence that are ready to find their voice and share it in a powerful way. She gives you those tips to get there. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Erica Empowers.
You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show.
Coming up next, our special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe.
Welcome into the Be Inspired Cafe. You guys, if you are ready to get bold, to step out courageously, grab your notepads, because I promise to you our special guest today is going to have you soaring when it comes to communication and boldness. So I'm so excited to welcome to you into the Be Inspired Cafe today, Lisa England. How are you doing today, Lisa?
I'm fantastic, Erica. It's so awesome to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I love when I get the inspiring people that I know I kind of want to take notes to. It's like, you guys take notes and I'm going to join you, because I know that you have some powerful nuggets. And even just reading, I'll share with our listeners, if they just read your bio, it's like, we leave your bio empowered. I'm like, oh my God, I'm taking over the world. And this is just her biography. So you can't even imagine, you know, taking a step further. So can you start us off just telling us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a storyteller and a communication coach. And I guess I've been a storyteller all of my life. I like to say, and you read this in my bio as well, but I started at the age of 4. I wrote my version of Cinderella at that age, and my mom still has a copy of it, you know, and it had like these hand-drawn illustrations, which you wouldn't be able to decipher if you didn't know what they were, type of a thing. So it all started then. I feel like I had this urge early on to communicate with the world. And that has grown over the years. But as I went into my young adulthood, into, you know, my career, I hit a lot of those typical blocks that I think we as women hit when we suddenly realize that people are watching us, they're judging what we say and do, and we shrink back and we don't say everything we have to say. So at the age of 4, I said and did whatever I wanted. By the time I was 24, I was really holding it all in. I didn't even realize how much I was holding it in. So for me, the last few years have been a process of discovering those blocks, breaking through them, finding my voice again so that I can be that free storyteller, kind of channel some of that 4-year-old energy out into the world so I can, you know, really build my influence, but of course in a mature woman sort of way. And then now being able to really go out and help and empower other women who are passionate about getting a message out there, but that are hitting up against those blocks themselves and kind of wondering what needs to happen for me to really get my voice heard.
Absolutely. So we can like wrap the interview right now. I told you guys so much, like so much good stuff. So there's something, there's a word that you use, or I guess a phrase that you say that I think is so powerful because it's something that I believe many of us often overlook, and that is self-auditing, where we kind of water down our message. So tell us, what does that mean when you say self-auditing, and why should we be mindful of that?
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways to comment that. Self-auditing is one for sure. Some people will call it self-silencing. I use that term sometimes too, or self-editing, you'll hear also people say. So any one of those three words, kind of all three phrases kind of all mean the same thing, which is as you're communicating, your mind is subconsciously filtering what you're about to say, and you decide, oh, I should say this, or oh, I shouldn't say that, based on how you think the people around you are going to react. Now, I realize that there are things like politeness and tact and, you know, just being aware of where people are at in their life and choosing your words carefully. That's not necessarily what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is when you sort of stop choosing your words carefully and start eliminating words altogether because you are afraid of how other people will react to them versus finding a way to speak your truth in love, which is about saying everything you have to say, but saying it, you know, in words that are honoring to the person that's hearing it. So as women, I think what happens a lot of the times, I know it did for me and it happened for the women that I coach because they've shared with me that it has, is that as we get into our school age years, for me, it started actually in first grade, and I shared this in my bio as well. I stuttered when I was a kid, and sometimes when I am very excited, I still have trouble, like my words are coming out faster than my mouth and my, you know, can keep up with them. And I still have a little bit of trouble with that. But going into that year, you know, I didn't really know what my parents were accepting of it. They worked with me on it. And then I went to school, and there was one particular girl in my class who teased me for that. And so like that was the beginning. I learned at the age of 7 or however old I, 6 or however old I was then, that not everyone was going to accept what I had to say. And so I had to be very careful about, in my case, how I talk, because that, you know, stuttering had to do with actually how I formed my words. But then it went on later to become part of the content of what I said. The older I got, the more I noticed that, oh, you know, a good girl doesn't say things that offend people. A good girl kind of holds back what she thinks because she wants people to like her, right? And like all of these types of thought patterns get ingrained in the teenage years, young adult years. And then suddenly I found myself at the age of 33 facing a divorce and realizing that for the first time in my life, I was going to have to speak my full truth, tell the world what I really wanted, express myself in ways that I never had before. And I literally had no idea how to do it because I had spent so many years stuffing down the most important things or the things that were most emotionally impacting to me, positively or negatively. I just didn't share them because I was afraid that someone wouldn't like them. So self-editing, self-auditing, self-silence, self-censor, you could even call it, whatever that is, it is totally, it's keeping us from speaking our truth. And I see this almost every woman I work with who really wants to get out there, be bold, share her message, have a platform. If she's struggling to get seen and heard, there is some area within herself where she is self-editing, self-auditing herself, and other people can sense it. They may not say it. It's more of an energetic thing, but it impacts how we show up in the world. And if we're silencing ourselves, the reality is we're never going to have a loud voice in the culture or with the people around us.
so powerful. And I tell women all the time, I mean, that is like my platform to stand on your story. And it's so interesting. I'm glad that you said self-editing. I've been doing social media audits like all weekend for a workshop. So I completely remixed it, but I wanted to share self-editing because that really spoke to me. When you see the editing, and I think, you know, like slicing through here and move this here and take this out, and it truly just waters down our power, because I truly believe that our words have power. Lisa, you are absolutely amazing. I want to know from you, for that woman that's listening, let's say she has found herself, like everything that you just said fully describes her, where she spent her life up until this point, and I always say that, up until this point, because today it changes. Silencing her voice, not speaking her truth, and in your words, not speaking her truth in love. What would you say is the biggest and the best if she today to start showing up in the way that she has the ability to show up?
I would say the single most important thing as a woman you can do when you find yourself in this circumstance is to do the thing I had to do myself when I started on this journey, which was write out my story. Not necessarily yet tell it to someone else, because that'll come later, but start by writing it out and write out all those parts that you would normally edit that you really don't like to think about or talk about even to yourself in your own you know, mind and heart. Write it all out. And to be honest with you, you know, that process for me was what led me to begin to realize what are the different things that had happened to me throughout my early life that had begun to cause me to feel like, oh, it's not safe for me to speak freely, so I'm going to silence myself. So in my case, like, and I've seen this for any number of women have told me this process is liberating for them, it's cathartic. They're like, I feel free now because I've sat down and I've written it all out. I've seen it in black and white on the page. I can't be afraid of it anymore because I'm not hiding from it. And I have gotten my whole truth down onto the page. Not that you have to write about like literally every day of your life, but as you're writing along, particularly if you choose to write by hand and write in pen, which I really encourage, you will find as you're writing that your brain automatically unlocks for you the next thing you need to write about. It doesn't happen so much when you're typing, but when you're writing. And if the events end up out of order or you end up thinking of something, so what? This is just for you, right? But the most important thing you can do is sit down and write out your story from birth until this day, to the best of your recollection, and not leave out the hard parts or the painful parts or the scary parts, and also not leave out how you felt about them, not just, you know, what happened, but how did you feel, and, you know, what did you do as a result of those events, and, like, coming to terms with all of that begins to help unlock that voice, because it's no longer, you're no longer sort of resisting it or trying to push something off in the back of your brain. You have allowed yourself to write it all down on paper, which means you are beginning to accept it and beginning to accept your truth, accept your understanding of what has happened to you, accept your perspective. And then once you've accepted that and begun to love those parts of you, in essence, that you've been, you know, if you're silencing it, you're saying you don't matter, right? You, that thought, idea, that part of me, that emotion, that whatever doesn't matter, it's not important. You know, by acknowledging that, you're beginning to show love to that part of yourself again. And when you do that, then I can say from my personal experience and then from the experience of my clients, that's what begins to thaw some of that communication freeze, so to speak. But you have to do it for you, and you have to do it in the privacy and sanctuary of a space where you feel safe. And you really should do it by writing by hand. But get that story out. Get your story onto paper, because your story is the key to everything. It is the key to connecting with that audience you want, but it's also the key to connecting with yourself, which has to happen first.
Oh my gosh. Lisa, I almost feel like you should invoice every single person that just heard that, because that was the $1 million information. And, you know, it's interesting because I recently, two things, I recently released an article with Huffington Post about the biggest lie. And it's the biggest lie that we tell ourselves, that our story doesn't matter. It's not important enough. You know, it wasn't traumatic enough. It wasn't tragic enough, but your story matters. And immediately what I thought about as you were sharing that, there was a speaker that I heard from, a guy by the name of Sean, and I want to say Spicer. And he did this illustration about the lens, and you just spoke to our perspective. And it's not until that we, you know, until we go back and see those things that, you know, I was 5 years old. This is my money story now. You know, the reason that I think this way about money or the reason I think this way about relationships, it goes all the way back, you know, to our childhood at times. And until we write it out, we cannot change that story. Because I'm sure you've heard that quote, like, it's never too late to have a happy childhood, because it's all about our perspective.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, you just, I don't know if you guys caught that, and I'm going to let you, Lisa's going to share how you can connect with her, but that was a million-dollar nugget to write out your story. So, Lisa, from here, I would love to hear if there's any other thing when these women that are listening, and even so many, I know that you are just highly sought after, you help so many people communicate. What is that one thing that you want anyone that comes in contact with you to leave with?
I want women everywhere to know that whatever is burning inside of you to say to the world in terms of your, you know, sharing your story or sharing a message or getting people's attention for a particular issue, you know, whatever that might be for you, your voice matters. And I say that because the number one thing that women come to me who want to make an impact, who want to be the, you know, on stage of speaking, they want to write the book that's burning inside of them. They want to, you know, get out there and impact a lot of women. The number one thing they say to me is, well, I want to do this, but it's already being done, or someone said it really well, or my story doesn't matter. In fact, that third one just cuts me to my heart the most. Because it is that thought only that really stands between you and the people who need your book. They need your talk. They need your story. Whatever you want to communicate with them or whatever medium you want to use to communicate, you need to be there, because the reality is no one else has experienced the exact configuration of events you have, has the exact perspective, has the exact voice. And that secret belief, again, it's one of those things we don't really like to admit we believe, but our words betray us. So we believe that, you know, by saying that, we believe that we don't matter and that we don't need to be out there. And the reality is we absolutely do. So your book matters. Your presentation matters. Your story matters. Your, you know, speaking tour matters. You know, your campaign matters. Whatever it is you want to create and put out into the world, you have to believe that it matters first. And a great way to really work on that is by writing that out every day. I do that. That was a tip that my coach, Snow Saxman, who's been a wonderful help in me finding my voice so that I could step into the role I have now, was one of the things she taught me to do, was to write out. And even if every day it's just getting up, writing, my story matters, and today I will share it with the world. Or today I'll share it with one person. You know, maybe that feels like a step for you. And that's what your little affirmation sentence is, and you write that out 3 or 5 times, which is something that Snow taught me to do. And then you go out, you'll be amazed how if you do that consistently every single day, you're building new pathways in your mind. You are building, you're beginning to build this idea for yourself that yes, if all of your life you thought secretly, but it doesn't really matter. You can retrain yourself. You must retrain yourself to think and believe that it does matter, because if you go out and are trying to do that and yet secretly believing that it doesn't, or that you're not going to be effective because someone else has already, you know, said everything there is to say on a subject, then you're definitely not going to have the impact you're called to. And you can, but you have to believe that you are, and you have to work every day of believing that you are, because it will be a struggle for a while until it becomes your normal way of thinking.
That is the absolute truth. Anyone that has listened to me for any amount of time, they know that you are officially my twin sister right now, because yes, everything that you just spoke is so true. And it's just very important that we understand that, like, there is someone waiting for you, literally waiting. You have the answer to one of the biggest issues that they're dealing with. And Lisa, that was just so powerful. So my last question for you today is, for those that are listening that want to get connected with you, they want to support what you're doing, they want to find out how they can get plugged in, what's the best way that we can do that?
The best way is to visit me at my website, which is lisaengland.com. There's a lot of resources there. There's some free downloads and things there. And you can also contact me. The contact form on the site comes directly to my inbox, and I answer all of them personally. So that's the best way to reach me. If you want to connect with me on social media, the best place is probably Facebook, which is just facebook.com/LisaEngland, LLC.
Awesome. Well, Lisa, I want to say thank you so much for taking time out today to be in the Be Inspired Cafe. I truly feel like a courageous communicator.
You are. That's one of the reasons I love you and one of the reasons I wanted to work with you for sure.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Be Inspired today. You guys, if you are not connected with me, hop over to our Amplify Her Life community. And you can find all that information on my website at ericalatrice.com. Remember that I'm always telling you guys to dream big, live on purpose, and of course, be inspired. If this encouraged you, make sure that you comment below and share this with a friend. Go out and make today amazing.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com.